我哋仍然站立，我哋一齐读我哋今日嘅经文。
Let's remain standing to read today's scripture reading.
今日我哋嘅经文喺《传道书》嘅首先第三章十一节，然后第二十二章第一到第七节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11, and chapter 12, verse 1 through 7.
我哋第一节先用广东话读，然后嚟英文嚟读。
We'll first read this all together in unison, first in Cantonese and then in English.
Okay, 神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而尘子中都为人不能参透，能够最败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日，未曾临近之前，当纪念做你的主，不要等到日头、光明、月亮、星宿变为黑暗，以后云彩返回，看走房屋的发天，有力的不振，每和的稀少就止息，从窗户往外看的都昏暗，窗前看闭，推磨的响声微小，你略一叫，人就起来，唱歌的女子也都衰残，人怕高处，路上有惊慌，杏树开花，蚱蜢成为重担，人所愿的也都废掉，因为人归他永远的家，无丧的在街上往来，铁链折断，金冠破裂，瓶子在泉旁毁损坏，水轮在井旁破，尘土仍归于地，灵也归于之灵的神。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 and chapter 12 verses 1 through 7. Let's read this together. God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor Him in your youth before you grow old and no longer enjoy living. It will be too late then to remember Him when the light of the sun and moon and stars is dim to your old eyes, and there is no silver lining left among the clouds. Your limbs will tremble with age, and your strong legs will grow weak. Your teeth will be too few to do their work, and you will be blind too. And when your teeth are gone, keep your lips tightly closed when you eat. Even the chirping of birds will wake you up, but you yourself will be deaf and tuneless, with a quavering voice. You will be afraid of heights and of falling, white-haired and withered, dragging along without any sexual desire. You will be standing at death's door, and as you near your everlasting home, the mourners will walk along the streets. Yes, remember your Creator now while you are young, before the silver cord of life snaps and the golden bowl is broken. Don't wait until the water jar is smashed at the spring and the pulley is broken at the well. For then the dust will return to the earth and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
你想祝福读佢埋听话语嘅人。
May God bless the reason and hearers of his word. Please be seated.
呢个时候细路哥可以落去下边做崇拜。
At this time, the children may be dismissed for children's worship.
今日田牧师所传讲个信息嘅题目系不死背后。
The title of today's message by Reverend Wilson Chang is Chasing After Immortality.
我哋唔可以停咗个钟。
You know, sooner or later, sadly to say, our time will run out.
迟早我哋嘅时间都会终结。
And if you're a human being and you live in a Western society, you'll notice that we desperately try to hold on to our liveliness.
我哋住喺呢个西方嘅社会，我哋都好渴求要去抓紧我哋嘅生命。
You see, you and I want the vigor. We want our strength. We want our enjoyment, even our very lives.
我哋想我哋嘅生命里边系充满活力，我哋想去享受佢。
And the teacher is saying, this is ultimately futile.
但系呢、这个传道者呢、这个教师就话呢啲都系冇用嘅。
It's trying to catch the wind.
就好似去捕风一样。
Have you ever walked into a hospital room when a loved one there is dying?
当你所有嘅人喺呢个医院嘅病房里边系濒临死嘅边缘。
How do you feel when you're in that room?
你喺个房间里边，你会觉得点样咧
？You feel agony. You feel helplessness.
你好似无助、好绝望咁样。
You might have the power to change hospitals. You might have the power to change doctors. But you can't change the reality of the situation.
你可以换医院，可以换医生，但系你唔能够改变呢个事实。
You see, the inevitable will happen to us all.
这个无可避免的事都会发生。
And this is why we avoid facing the ultimate reality.
所以我们都尽量去避免去面对这个最终的现实。
Do you know why that's so? Our helplessness in the face of aging, decay, death, reminds us of what? Our impotence, our limitedness.
我哋面对我哋日渐去年老去衰败，我哋嘅身体系衰残嘅时候，我哋嘅无助提醒咗我哋自己系无能嘅，我哋做唔到啲乜嘢。
We don't want to be reminded that we alone will face that veil.
我哋唔想被提醒我哋自己要面对呢个最终嘅死亡。
And we do almost anything to avoid the facts.
我哋用尽任何嘅方法去避免呢件事实嘅发生。
Your friends or family can't help you. You will have to face that yourself.
你嘅朋友、你嘅家人都唔可以帮助你，你自己系要面对。
This is the, I'm sure some of you might be happy about it. This is the last of a series of messages on the Book of Ecclesiastes.
我谂有啲人会好开心，因为呢次系最后讲传道书嘅一个。
And if you've been with us over the last several months, you've noticed that the teacher has brought us on a frustrating journey concerning life.
你会记得嘅话，以往几次嘅讲道都睇到我呢个传道者去带俾我哋喺生命里边好多嘅困惑。
You see, the teacher in Ecclesiastes is a skeptic.
呢、这个传道者呢、这个呢、这个教师，佢系一个怀疑、存住怀疑论嘅人。
And he's taken a long, hard look at the details of life.
佢好仔细地睇到生命里边好多嘅细节。
But he's looked at it from a perspective that he calls under the sun, apart from knowing the living God.
但佢用嘅角度系喺呢个日光之下去睇，就系将神系排除以外。
And like today's practical secularist, the teacher acknowledges that God does exist.
就好似今日一啲熟世嘅人去睇，好似呢个教师所讲，神系存在。
But that very important fact does absolutely little for him in affecting how he lives now or how he views the future.
但系神存在呢个事实，对于佢点样去睇呢个将来，对于佢点样活呢个生活系冇帮助。
You see, the teacher.Has covered all sorts of different areas of life.
这个传道者他已经去讲了很多生命里面很多的细节。
And we've seen his view on power and control, on relationships, on work and money.
我们看到他怎样看权力，怎样看关系，怎样看金钱。
He's covered pleasure, wisdom, culture, and spirituality.
他讲到接属灵的东西，他讲到社会，讲到文化。
And the teacher is a thoughtful person. He wants to find significance in his living.
他想在他的生命里面找到一些重要的东西。
But his conclusion is a sad end, right?
但他自己的总结是一个悲伤的总结。
Because all his thoughtfulness comes to the conclusion.That life is meaningless.
因为佢睇晒咁多嘅嘢，咁多嘅思想嘅时候，佢睇到嗰个总结就系话，生命系冇意思嘅。
Now the teacher, the skeptic, does speak of joy that can be found in life itself.
佢係有講到喜樂，喜樂喺生命裏面可以揾到。
I don't know if you're familiar with this book, but in Ecclesiastes 8:15, for example, he says this, so I recommend having fun, because there's nothing better for people to do in this world than to eat, drink, and enjoy life. That way, they'll experience some happiness along with all the hard work God gives them.
在第八章第十五节，他就说，我就称赞快乐，原来人在日光之下，莫强如吃喝玩乐，因为他在日光之下，神赐他一生的年日，要从劳碌中时常享受所得的。
You see, the skeptic, the teacher, tells us that joy is found in life itself, and that's certainly true.
这个老师讲到说，在生命里面是可以找到喜乐。
He says you shouldn't worry. Don't worry about the long-term benefits.
他说你不需要担心，不需要担心长远有什么好处。
Because there are none, he says. There are none. There are no benefits.
因为他说在长远来说是没有好处。
You should just live, he says, for today.
你应该为今日而活。
And when you experience satisfaction, don't ask the tough questions. Just embrace the feeling, he says.
当你享受这个满足感的时候，你就去尽量享受那个时间，你不要问其他东西。
Because there's no abiding meaning. No meaning at all to your existence. So simply repress the question.
他说你的存在其实是没有意思的，那你还问什么呢？
Grab for whatever enjoyment you can get.
他说你有什么享受，你就去抓紧它，捉紧它。
His conclusion can be summarized in the Latin phrase "carpe diem."
在拉丁文这个 "carpe diem" 就是它的总结的意思。
And you high school students, you know what that means. Seize what the day. Good. The day.
意思就是捉紧那一日。
Let me ask you this: Does the teacher's perspective sound familiar to you?
让我问下你，这个老师所讲。他的所的看法对你来说是不是觉得很耳熟能详？
Because much of the teacher's attitude are echoed in society's voices today.
因为这个传道者他讲的东西，其实我们今天在我们熟悉的世界里面都时常会听到。
What does the world tell you? Pursue life, pursue health, pursue vitality.
这个世界告诉你听什么呢？你要追逐这个生命，你追逐你的健康，追逐你的活力。
Do you hear those voices? What do they say? Avoid what? Decay, disease, death.
这个声音告诉你听，你要逃避死亡，逃避这个疾病，逃避这个衰败。
You know, you don't have to live long in a place like New York City to understand that message.
你在纽约市，你很容易就会明白这个意思。
Right? The media blitz, it's all around you.
这个传媒在你的周围都是讲的这些东西。
Right? What are the images that are conveyed to us that life, what life is about? Be young and vibrant, right?
这个传媒给我们看到这个形象，这个生命的形象是什么呢？就是你要年轻，你要有活力。
Right? If you're tanned and healthy, that's life.
如果你的生命，你的皮肤肤色是很漂亮的时候，你就是很健康。
And our society pursues that. It pursues vitality. It pursues health. It pursues life with vigor.
我们的社会就是叫我们要追寻健康，我们要追逐我们生命的有活力。
I know, I checked that Oprah. I looked at the glossy magazines. That's what they say.
去看看那些电视的节目，去看看这个杂志的封面。
You know, Oprah, for those of you who don't know, Oprah's a popular talk show, right? I guess she's going out of business, though. You can tune in any magazine, TV show, or go to the library, open up the glossy magazines, and see for yourself.
你自己去打开电视，看看这些清谈节目的主持人他讲的东西，看看这个杂志里面所讲的东西。
Survey those articles. What are they talking about?
你去看看他们真的在讲什么呢？
How to get beautiful, healthy nails.
佢话点样有好健康、好靓嘅手指甲
？Healthy eating on the run。
佢话你去追赶嘅时间，好赶时间嘅时候都食得好健康。
Why sex heals？
佢话点解性可以帮助你医治
？The lifestyle makeover。
佢话你完全改变过嚟，将你嘅生活嘅习惯。
Why appearance matters more than ever？
佢话点解你嘅外表而家系比以前更加重要
？It's all over the place。
呢啲都系。周围你看到的
Here is what society is saying to us, simply. If life is precious, then we, people, must pursue the qualities that make life the best as long as possible.
这个社会告诉我们,就是说, 如果生命是宝贵的时候, 你就要用尽任何的方法, 要去捉紧, 要捉紧你生命最好的素质。
In fact, there are some people who preach that message.
事实上,有些人在讲道都是讲这些,
and they label it good news.
他将这些是, 叫做包装成是福音。
They say this good news will rid all of your problems.
他说这个好消息可以去解决你所有的问题。
They presented as a gospel.
他将这些东西去给你,好像一个福音。
They suggest that acceptance of Christianity will bring about dramatic physical healing, even monetary gain.
他说你接受这个基督教的时候, 就会给你有很大的医治,还有金钱上的,
I don't know what Bible they're reading.
我不知道他们在看哪本圣经。
But the Bible that I read says that the reality is that if you're a Christian, you will suffer.
我看圣经告诉他们,就是说,如果你是基督徒的时候,你会受苦。
In fact, the Bible, you know what the Bible says? Has the audacity of saying? It says, if you're a Christian, your pain will probably increase.
事实上,这个圣经就是说,如果你是基督徒的时候,你的痛苦可能会更加增加。
Just look at the Apostle Paul after he was converted. What kind of life did he live?
你看,使徒保罗去相信基督之后,他的生命是怎样的呢?
He had to deal with much pain that was inflicted upon him because he was proclaiming Christ.
他有更加的痛苦,这些痛苦是因为他去宣讲基督的关系。
You see, people like the Apostle Paul and the Bible remind us that our faith in Christ does not exempt us from suffering.
圣经里面的人物告诉我们,我们在基督里面有信心,并不能够将我们生命里面的痛苦拿走。
Don't take my word for it. Take Paul's word. 2 Timothy 1:8, second part of that verse. With the strength God gives you, be ready to what? Suffer with me for the proclamation of the gospel.
在提摩太后书保罗所讲的就是说，总要将按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
He not only expects difficulties in life as he becomes a Christian, he also sees the value of that for the believer.
他不单看到那个, 信主之后他受的痛苦，他更加看到那个价值。
For instance, Romans 5:3, Paul writes, not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
在罗马书里说,不但如此,就是在苦难中也是欢欢喜喜的,因为知道苦难,患难能够生忍耐。
You can't miss it in the book of Romans. Paul clearly sees the Christian life as a path of suffering, but it's a path of suffering on the way to glory.
罗马书保罗所写的就是说,你的生命是会有苦难,但你的苦难会最终带领去到荣耀。
But you don't hear that message in American culture. What do you hear in American culture?
但在美国文化里面,你听不到这些信息,你听到什么呢?
Life is about the young, the vibrant, the young being.
生命是要很快速,要去有活力。
But here's the problem with that message.
这个信息有一个问题。
Well, here's the problem of living in that way for that message.
还有你过一个这样的生活,这样的问题。
It's only temporary. Teacher is saying it's only temporary.
好像教师所说,
you'll be over 30.
很快你就会超过30岁,
and you will feel firsthand the aging process.
很快你就会看到这个, 年纪越来越大的时候的过程。
And when you turn 50, you realize that there's a gradual decline, moving you towards the grave.
当你到50岁的时候,你就看到你一路去走下坡,去步向这个坟墓。
You see, Ecclesiastes, he's a poet. The teacher's a poet. He's basically saying that, do you hear the footsteps? It's coming. The distant future is not so distant It is coming. You know it.
这个传道者佢形容呢样嘢就系话好似一个脚步声，这个死亡就好似个脚步声越行越近。这个将来其实唔系好远，好快就会嚟到。
See, teacher Ecclesiastes is a thoughtful person. He knew all about the intrusions to life.
佢系一个好有思想嘅人，佢睇到生命里边有好多挣扎。
And in one of his most powerful metaphors in his book is chapter 12.
佢一个最有力嘅比喻就喺第十二章。
In fact, these are his last words as recorded in the book.
呢个系佢写呢卷书嘅最后嘅说话。
But you see, God's purpose is not to oppress us.
但你知道神嘅用意唔系要去叫我哋去觉得低落。
Because even though these are the last words of the teacher, the wise man, the second voice, closes the book.
虽然呢啲系佢最后所讲嘅说话，但系有另一个声音，一个有智慧嘅人，佢有一个总结去完结呢卷书。
Again, most modern commentators tell us it's a second person. Some people say it might be one person, like Solomon, but irregardless, the last voice tells us to live life above the sun.
呢个最后嘅呢个第二把嘅声音嘅人，佢讲俾我哋听，我哋要喺日光之下去过你嘅生活。
Because that last voice is telling us, as he instructs his son, his little son, as well as us, the reader, is what? There's something better for you above the sun.
这个第二版的声音对他的儿子和对我们这些读紧的人去告诉他们，在生命里面有一些更好的东西是在日光之上。
I'm not into the business depressing you, but if you read chapter 12, you can't help but being depressed, right?
如果你看第十二章的时候，你可能不会觉得是很悲哀。
Right? The poet, the teacher, he compares growing old with what? A darkening, gloomy storm approaching.
在第十二章，这个传道者形容这件事就好像一个黑云，一个暴风即将来到，慢慢卷来。
He says youth is a time of sunlight.
他说年轻就好像一个有太阳照耀的时间。
Right, the warmth of the sun on your face, right, on a cold day like this is great, right?
一个很温暖的太阳，好像今天这么冷的时候，是对我们很好的。
And in contrast, old age, he's saying, is a time of damp, darkness, dankness.
对比于年纪老迈的时候，就好像很黑暗，很阴湿这样。
Did you notice what his second image is in that little poem he's given to us in chapter 12?
在第十二章，你看到他的意象是说什么？
It's like a neglected house that's run down.
就好似一间冇人住嘅屋，系慢慢去凋破。
You know, shingles falling off, the roof, bunch of holes in it, broken windows.
好似窗门烂晒，天台有好多嘅窿，瓦片跌晒落嚟。
It's that house on the block that's falling apart, where everything else is growing around it.
就好似喺街边有一间屋系烂晒，但其他屋都系好新净、好靓。
Right, life goes on around that broken down house.You know, trees blooming, flowers coming up out of the ground.
在那间烂屋的周围，生命依然继续，很多的花生出来，这个树继续去生长。
He's basically saying the aging process is coming. It's going to catch up.
他说这个年纪增长这件事实是会来到，是来的。
And it's not a pretty picture, but it's a true picture.
这个不是一个很漂亮的图画，但这个是真实的图画。
Life is precious, yes, but death.According to the teacher, renders all useless.
生命是宝贵，但这个教师所讲就是说，死亡将所有东西都变得是无用。
See, death in the Bible is a reversal. It's a reversal of the creation. Reversal of what Adam and Eve knew in the garden.
这个圣经就好像一个倒转，就是说死亡是对比亚当和夏娃在乐园里面。
And this is why the teacher could not find any meaning in power, relationships, work, pleasure, wisdom, spirituality.
所以这个传道者所讲的不能够在属灵里面，在权力、在金钱、在任何的东西上面去找到意思。
Because as he pondered life as an old person,He knew that death brought an end to it all, so it was utterly meaningless.
因为当他思想这个生命的时候，当他年纪老迈思想生命的时候，这个死亡 將冇意義去加喺呢啲一切嘅嘢上邊。
And the book of Ecclesiastes tells us that this man accomplished much. He was wealthy. He accomplished a lot in life.
呢傳道書講俾我哋聽，呢個作者呢個老師，佢其實係好有成就，佢做咗好多嘅嘢。
And we too desire what? Health, strength, growth, life, vitality.
我哋都渴求有健康、有能力、有好好嘅生命。
But they're temporary. You know that.
但你知道呢啲係短暫。
The Bible tells us that we were not made to die. Death is unnatural.
聖經講俾我哋聽，我哋被造唔係要去死，唔係要去死亡。呢啲死亡係唔自然嘅事。
When Adam and Eve were first created, you know what they knew about? They knew only life. They didn't know about death.
當亞當同夏娃被造嘅時候，佢哋只係知道生命，佢哋唔知道死亡。
But then they went against God.
但係佢哋叛逆神。
And human death was a result.
呢個結果就係人嘅死亡。
They disobeyed God. God warned them. They disobeyed Him, and the result was death.
神已經警告過佢哋，但係佢哋背叛神，咁嘅結果就係死亡。
The human lifespan now is limited.
人嘅壽命而家係好有限。
Paul explains it very well, Romans 5:12, very succinctly. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man. And death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned.
保罗喺罗马书嘅里面解释嘅话，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
You see, it's a misnomer. It's a fallacy that the world tells us that it's a natural thing. It's not a natural thing. Death is not a natural thing.
呢个世界讲俾你听，死系好自然。但是这个世界告诉你是错的，因为死其实不是自然的。
The Bible describes it as a forceful intrusion. It's like a burglar breaking into your home. An intrusion.
就好像一个贼是要插你的门进入你的家里面，这个死就好像有一个很不自然的东西要闯入你的心里面。
That basically paints the horror of human sin.
其实是描绘出人嘅罪嘅恐怖。
The fact is, if sin never entered the world, we'd never die.
事實上，如果罪唔進入世界嘅時候，我哋唔會死。
And so that's why death is horrible. That's why we grieve. That's why we don't want to talk about it. That's why we don't want to face it.
所以死係好恐怖，係我哋唔想去面對，唔想講呢樣嘢。
But here's the dilemma. You really can't understand what the teacher is talking about unless you come face to face.With that reality.
如果你不是面对面去面对这个现实的时候，你不会明白这个传道者讲的什么。
You see, you've got to understand what it is.
你要去明白死究竟是什么。
It is not natural. It is a painful intrusion on life.
死是不自然，死是痛苦，死是其实是强行地进入你的生命。
It wasn't supposed to be.
不应该是这样。
It's only as we understand the horror of death that we can embrace the significance of Christ's death on the cross.
我们只有去明白到死这个恐怖的时候，我们真正才可以真正明白到耶稣基督在十架上面死的意思。
Because facing death humbles us.
因为面对死亡的时候可以谦卑我们。
You know what it tells us? We're not the owners. We're not the owners of time.We're not the owners of life. We're not the owners of breath.
这个死亡告诉我们，我们不拥有我们的时间，不拥有我们的生命，不拥有我们的气息。
And true humility opens up that endeavor. It opens up a sense of wonder and pleasure in life.
这个死亡去让我们去展开我们真正人性，我们去可以去看人的喜乐在哪里。
Because true humility robs death of its full power to end and destroy.
因为真正的人性去强行夺取了死的能力。
That's what a view of above the sun brings you.
这个就是日光之上给你的一个看法。
Because God is at the center, at the proper perspective of viewing life, including death.
因为有神在 中间的时候，我们有一个正确对生命的态度，对死亡的态度。
And God's perspective shows us that death has lost its sting.
神去看死亡，就是死亡已经去失去了它的毒钩。
Because as sad and tragic as death is, it opens the door to paradise, to heaven.
因为无论死亡是几咁悲哀、几咁悲剧嘅，但系佢打开一个门。让我们可以去看到天堂。
You see, life is impotent if there's nothing at the end.
如果在终极的地方是什么都没有的时候，生命是无能的。
And you know, your view of life and death is going to have an impact on you today.
你对生命和死亡的看法会影响你今天过的生活。
Because if you take the view of the skeptic, you might acknowledge that there is a God, but since you don't really know if that's so,You just live for today.
如果你采取呢个传道者所睇生命嘅睇法嘅时候，你就会知道嗰度有神，但系嗰个神唔会影响到你今日嘅生活。
But the teacher also critiques not only unbelief, but belief.
呢个传道者唔单止去批判嗰啲冇信心嘅人，而都去批判嗰啲有信嘅人。
And his logical conclusion is to live life just for the present.
他一个合理的总结就是要为今日而活。
Don't be concerned about tomorrow, says the teacher.
他说不要去想明天的事了。
Life apart from knowing God will lead you to that conclusion.
如果你生命没有不能够认识神的时候，你就会有这个总结。
But there's a hint. Did you notice? In Ecclesiastes, there's a hint. There's a clue that the teacher's advice is faulty.
在这个传道者他所讲的说话里面 有一个提示，去给我们看到他的提议是错的。
You and I can know that the teacher's advice is faulty.
你和我都可以知道他所讲的提议是错的。
Because Ecclesiastes 3:11 tells us that God has planted eternity in your heart.
因为传道书第三章十一节里面讲话，神已经将永生安置在世人的心里面。
You know deep down that God is there.
在你的心里面，深深处你知道有神在这
里。That's why even if you don't believe in God, even if you come to the conclusion that life is meaningless, you don't live that way.
所以纵然你知道那里有神，你会你有一个总结话，你生命系冇意思，但系你唔会过一个咁生活。
You can't live that way.
你唔可以过咁嘅生活。
You know better.
你更加清楚明白。
Why do you cry out when there's an injustice done to you?
当有一啲唔公义嘅嘢喺你嘅生命里面发生嘅时候，点解你去呼喊话唔公平咧
？Because deep down you know there's a right and wrong.
因为你心里边你知道有正有对同埋有错。
But we human beings.Do everything to try to forget about the atrocities of the world.
我哋作为人，我哋尝试去忘记咗呢个世界系几咁残酷。
Right, you know, you have the news on before dinner, and there's so many atrocities on the news. We're numb to it. We turn it off. It's dinner time.
我哋一打开电视，我哋睇到身边世界上边好多嘅嘢发生，好多唔啱嘅嘢发生，但系跟住我哋闩电视就继续去食饭。
All sorts of religions.All sorts of philosophies have been dreamed up by human beings in order to try to deal with this ache. There's an ache inside telling you that God is there.
我们所有的宗教，我们所有的哲学，人去思想出来是要面对生命里面的痛苦，去看到有神在那里。
Take the legend of Buddha, for example.
譬如是佛教。
Starts out in a palace. Right? In a palace.Then he ventures out. What does he see?
呢个释迦牟尼起初系喺个皇宫里面生活，但系佢离开呢个皇宫之后，佢睇到乜嘢
？Suffering, decay, poverty, injustice, death.
佢睇到贫穷，睇到苦难，睇到唔公平，睇到死亡。
And he's noble. He cries out, "This cannot be. I will do something about it."
佢话唔应该系咁样啊！我要做一啲嘢。
Yes, evil and suffering is a given. Yes, it is a hindrance to know God.
冇错，系邪恶同埋苦难系阻止我哋去认识神。
But there's a greater problem. There's a greater problem if you don't believe.
但如果你唔相信嘅时候，有一个更大嘅问题。
How do you explain deep down that you know that there's a justice, that you know there's a right and wrong? How do you explain that?
咁你点样去解释喺你嘅心里边？你明白，你知道系有正义、有公义、有对与错，你点样解释咧？
Because if there was no God, no God, you'd have no reason to get upset.
如果嗰度系冇神嘅时候，你就冇理由要觉得唔开心。
Your conclusion would have to be like the teachers.
你嘅结论就好似嗰个教师、嗰个传道者所讲嘅一样。
Life is meaningless.
生命系冇意义嘅。
There is pain in death.
在水里面有痛苦。
Jesus, the night before his crucifixion, contemplated death, contemplated the cross. And what does the text say when he contemplated the cross? He agonized. When he faced death, he agonized.
当耶稣基督是在十架上面受死之前一晚，他去思想死，思想死亡。当他面对死亡的时候，他怎样呢？他觉得很苦恼，很绝望。
Jesus looked death in the face, and he trembled.
耶稣面对死亡的时候，他颤抖。
Because death is to be feared.
因为死亡是可怕的。
Because death is a horror.
因为死亡是恐怖的。
But it's not the end of the story.
但这个不是故事的终结。
Because of Jesus.
因为耶稣基督。
You see, he's won a victory over death.
因为他已经胜过死亡。
And glory follows suffering.
在痛苦之后有荣耀来到。
And life follows death in Christ.
在基督里面死亡之后有生命。
Resurrection follows crucifixion.
在 受死之后有复活。
For the one who places their hope and trust in the Christ of God.
是给那些相信耶稣基督去将他们信心放在耶稣基督的人。
You know, death is not the end. That's why we can think about it. Death is not the end. That's why it won't destroy you to think about it.
死亡不是这个终结，所以你去想一下，去思想一下。死亡不是这个终结，这个死亡不能够去阻止去毁灭你去思想。
Again, don't get me wrong. God does give us glimpses of joy. God does do that when we are in the midst of trouble. He gives us those glimmers of joy.
神是给我们可以看到有喜乐，是给我们在困难、在痛苦之中，我们可以看到喜乐。
And it would be wrong to deny that. It would be wrong to deny these wonderful moments that we do have in life.
如果我们去否定生命里面有这么好的时间的时候，我们是错的。
But to see the benefits of facing death, it intensifies the joy. It intensifies the joy of life.
去面对死亡，这个好处就是说，是让我们更加可以享受我哋可以享受我哋喜乐嘅时间。
Because God entrusts us with something special.
因为将一啲神将一啲特别嘅嘢俾我哋。
And the remembrance of growing old and dying intensifies that pleasure.
去睇到我哋系年纪越嚟越大，去面对死亡嘅时候，去更加让我哋可以享受呢啲咁好嘅嘢。
The teacher points that out in Ecclesiastes 7, verses 1 to 4. He says there, a good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death is better than the day of birth. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. For death is the destiny of every man. The living should take this to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, because a sad face is good for the heart. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure.
传道者第七章佢咁讲话：命愈强愈美好的高游，人死的日子胜过人生的日子。往遭丧的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。忧愁强如喜笑，因为面带愁容，终必使心喜乐。智慧人的心在遭丧之家，愚昧人的心在快乐之家。
Simply put, you will appreciate life and the simplicities or the routines of it when you face death.
简单啲嚟讲，面对死亡嘅时候，你喺你日常嘅生活里边，你会更加去 去享受，你更加去享受嗰啲神俾你特别嘅。
Right, the next time you complain about washing the dishes, about taking out the garbage, about changing the diaper for the 20th time that day, think about life and death.
当你下一次你要洗碗，你去将垃圾倒出去，你要去为呢个细路仔再一次去换尿片嘅时候，你去谂下生命同埋死亡。
Christ's act of dying and rising from the dead takes the sting out of death. You can face it.
耶稣基督喺佢死之后复活，佢将死亡嘅毒钩已经攞走咗，你可以去面对佢。
Even if you're in a 50-something crowd, you don't have to fear the process that the end is near.
当你年长，你可能五十几岁嘅时候，你再唔再去惊，你唔再惊，你可以去面对死亡。
You don't have to shun the aging process.
你唔需要再去逃避呢、这个年纪越嚟越大呢件事实。
You don't have to look with envy at the young.
你唔需要再去睇嗰啲年轻人，你去觉得妒忌。
Because every stage in life has its burdens and its potential joys.
因为生命嘅每一个阶段都有佢嘅喜乐，都有佢嘅重担。
For the Christian says with the Apostle Paul, living is for Christ.And dying is even better.
保罗和基督徒都讲话，活着为基督，死了就有益处。
Do you see the difference? On the one hand, the teacher says life is meaningless in the light of death.
你睇唔睇到个分别咧？呢个传道者，呢个老师话喺死亡之前，生命系冇意义。
Paul and all believing Christians says the opposite, the contrary. Life is meaningful only in light.Of death.
这个保罗和所有基督徒都会讲另一个说法，就是说面对死亡的时候，生命才会有意思。
And the difference is knowing Jesus Christ.
个分别就是认识耶稣基督。
Because of Christ, we know that death is not the end, but the final birth.
因为耶稣基督死不是这个终结，死是最后的出生。
Death is not the final chapter in your story.
死亡不是 你自己的故事的最终。最终结。
It's the first chapter of a never-ending sequel that goes on and on and on.
而是那个你不会完结的故事的第一章。
Because death leads from a life of struggle, trouble, hurt, pain to an existence where God will wipe away every tear from your eye.
因为死亡将你由一个生命是带着挣扎，带着痛苦，带着悲伤，去引领到你去一个生命，是神会擦干你一切眼泪。
Every injustice will be righted.
所有不公义的事都会被纠正过来。
And bliss will follow pain.
喜乐、喜悦会在痛苦之后来到。
Because Jesus has got victory over death for his people, and that transforms their lives.
因为耶稣基督是神，他已经胜过死亡，他为基督徒去改变，去转化生命。
There's one more clue that eternity is hidden in your heart.
另外有一个提示，让我们看到永生、永恒是在我们心里面。
It's the simple fact that we as human beings all want to be remembered. We don't want to be forgotten.
就是说我们人是每一个人都想被纪念，不想被忘记。
Why is Donald Trump?Donating so much to the state these days because he wants his name to be remembered.
點解 Donald Trump 要捐咁多錢俾政府？點解？因為佢想被人去紀念。
At a more personal level, we especially want our loved ones to remember us when we're gone.
特別係我哋亦都想我哋所愛嘅人去記得我哋，當我哋死嘅時候。
But sadly to say, because of our own reality, our own aging, we forget.
但个现实就是说，我们年纪越来越大的时候，我们就会忘记。
Our memories fade.
我们的记忆会消失。
My dad, I knew my dad for 20 years. 1978, he died. That's not too long ago. That's about 30 years. But my memory is not that good.
我認識我的父親有20年之久，他在1978年就逝世，大概是30年之前，不是很久而已，但是我的記憶已經慢慢消失了對他。
And many of the details, many of the impacts that were made upon me from his life are kind of fading. I don't quite remember the details.
很多生活的細節，他怎樣影響我的生命，這些的細節很多東西我已經不記得。
And then when I mentioned to my children,about maybe something about my dad, they really don't understand about him.
跟住我对我嘅女去提到我父亲一啲嘅嘢，咁但系其实佢哋都唔会去。
See, just one generation, we tend to forget the impact of a person's life.
只系隔咗一代，我哋就唔能够去忘记咗呢个人对其他人嘅生命有咩影响。
Jesus.Was forsaken and forgotten, so that you would never be forgotten.
耶稣被遗弃、被忘记，以致你唔会被忘记。
That's the climax of the cross.
呢个就系个十架嘅高峰。
Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
耶稣去呼喊话：我嘅神，我嘅神，点解要离弃我呢？
Because Jesus experienced the curse in order for you to be free from the curse.
因为耶稣基督已经经历咗呢个咒诅，以致你可以喺呢个咒诅里边得到释放。
He dies in order to free you from ultimate death.
佢死以致你喺可以让你喺呢个最终呢个死亡里边系得到释放。
He's forsaken, he's forgotten by all, so that you would be remembered.
佢被離棄，被世人去忘記，以致你會被人記得。
Bible says Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you。
呢個聖經講話神唔會忘棄，唔會忘記你，唔會離棄你。
Jesus is the first to usher humanity into heaven。
耶穌基督係人裏邊第一個去到天堂。
He's the first of many who will be risen into heaven。
很多的人之后会复活，耶稣基督是第一个。
Even when it's your time to face that veil,
甚至当你是要去面对这个死亡的时候，
He promises that He will be with you. He will be holding your hand when you face that day.
耶稣基督应许说他会跟你一起去面对那一天，他会握住你的手。
You see, He is the light of the world, and He has overcome the darkness.
佢系呢个世界嘅光，佢会去胜过黑暗。
You need to find life in him.
你要喺佢里边去揾到你生命。
Because you were made for eternity, you were made to commune with him.
因为你系被为永恒而被造，你系为同佢系再次联合而被造。
Father, certainly our hearts are heavy this past weekend.From the events of a loss of life.
就在过去的周末，我们的心是沉重，因为有生命是失去的。
And certainly our hearts do go out to, especially here, Susan and her family, especially her mom and the loss of her dad.
我们都纪念 Susan 姊妹和她的母亲，因为是去白过世。
And Lord, so it is appropriate.To ponder the chase after immortality.
所以我哋系好应该去思考一下，我哋追逐系不死嘅时候系点样
？Because Lord, it will not harm us to face that reality.
因为我哋面对呢个事实嘅时候，唔会伤害我哋。
But it will benefit us.
反而我哋会得到益处。
So Lord, we pray, no matter what age we are here.
所以主，我哋祈祷，无论我哋系任何嘅年纪，
to ponder that day,
我哋思想嗰一日，
so that we can live life to the fullest now.
以致我哋今日可以去活出一个最好嘅生命。
Life is meant to be lived for the glory of your name.
我哋嘅生命要活出嚟，系要为你嘅荣耀，荣耀你嘅名义。
Not for our self glory.
不是为我们自己的荣耀，
But for your name's sake.
而是为你的名。
Oh Father, help us to find that today.
主要帮助我们今天去找到这样的。
To receive that precious gift.
去接受这个这么宝贵的礼物。
And to live, to truly live today.
去真正活出你的生命。
We ask that for the Savior's sake.
为我们救主的名。
Amen.
Amen.